USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking from the Oval Office as he signs an executive order issuing new sanctions on Iran.
Who knows what's going to happen? I can only tell you we cannot ever let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and it won't happen.
The president says he's willing to negotiate.
We would love to be able to negotiate a deal if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine, too. But we would love to be able to, and frankly, they might as well do it soon.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A top trainer banned from a racetrack in California after another horse dies. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
30 horses have died at Santa Anita Racetrack this season. And over the weekend, Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer was told by the California Horse Racing Board that he's no longer welcome at Santa Anita Park. Hollendorfer did train four of the horses that had to be euthanized. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And speaking of animals, some coyote killing contests being banned in some states. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Arizona Game and Fish Commission has voted to ban organized contests where hunters try to kill the most coyotes or other predators for prizes. The vote bans contests that require registration fees or prizes for killing the most animals. The Oregon legislature is considering a law banning the practice, and New Mexico's governor has signed a new law banning the contests as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Journalists and political figures talk all the time, and now unsealed federal documents happen to show that Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chief, and Fox's Sean Hannity used to be in communication via text. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The documents include 55 pages of text messages between Paul Manafort and Fox's Sean Hannity. Manafort had a sympathetic media ally in Hannity as federal investigators were closing in and ultimately prosecuted the former Trump campaign chairman for a series of financial crimes and witness tampering, according to the messages. The logs date back to mid-July 2017, showing that Manafort and, as they put it, a TV host named Sean leveled repeated attacks on Mueller's team of prosecutors. They also discussed Manafort's legal representation, Hannity and Manafort expressing concern about the direction of the country, and Hannity repeatedly asks Manafort how he can help him, making it clear that he views the two to be aligned in their mission. Hannity addressing the news on Twitter saying, "My view of the special counsel investigation and the treatment of Paul Manafort have been made clear every day to anyone who listens to my radio show or watches my TV show."
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a mixed session, the Dow gaining 8 points to close at 26,727, the Nasdaq down 26 points, the S&P 500 down 5 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.